This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hey everyone, welcome back to today's episode of Mornings with Stephen Jonesy podcast. This podcast is where we come together to seek spiritual insight and practical wisdom to start our day stronger. Today we are reading a powerful passage from the book of Hebrews to help us fix our eyes on Jesus as we continue on our spiritual journey. So if you are ready, let's explore together on Mornings with Stephen Jonesy podcast. Today's episode is titled Running with Perseverance, and the scripture that we'll be reading is from the book of Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1 to 3, and I'll read it from the New International Version. It reads, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that we will not grow weary and lose heart." The author of Hebrews encourages us to view our spiritual journey as a race that requires perseverance. We are reminded that we are not alone. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, referring to the faithful individuals who have gone before us. These witnesses inspire us to shed anything that slows us down, especially sin that easily entangles us. We are urged to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Jesus is our ultimate example. He endured the cross and overcame immense opposition. By focusing on him, we find the motivation to keep going and not lose heart, no matter our challenges. So, how do we do this? How do we apply this to our lives? Well, life is a race. Our lives today are hectic and demanding. We juggle careers, family responsibilities, personal goals, and societal expectations. It's easy to feel overwhelmed and sidetracked. Throwing off hindrances. We all have things to hold us back. Fear, doubt, unhealthy habits, negative relationships, or past failures. This passage encourages us to identify and let go of these weights. Just as a runner sheds excess weight to run more efficiently, we must release what hinders our progress. Perseverance. We all know that challenges are inevitable. Whether it's a demanding work project or a strained relationship or a personal health issue, perseverance is the key. It's about pushing through difficulties, not by our strength alone, but by relying on God's strength. Fixing our eyes on Jesus. As mentioned earlier, our world is full of distractions, social media, news cycles, an endless to-do list. It's crucial to focus on what truly matters. By keeping Jesus at the center of our vision, we gain clarity and purpose. His life exemplifies endurance, sacrifice, and ultimate victory. Drawing inspiration. The great cloud of witnesses mentioned in this verse can be mentors, loved ones, or historical figures who inspire us. Their stories of faith and perseverance can motivate us to stay on course. I hope today's message encourages you. Remember, you are not alone on this journey. You have loads of witnesses cheering you on, and God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. With this, I'll pray for us now. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you today, acknowledging that you are the source of our strength and perseverance. Thank you for the great cloud of witnesses who have paved the way and shown us what it means to live a life of faith. Lord, help us identify and throw off everything that hinders us, the fears, doubts, and sins that entangle us. Grant us the courage to let go of what's holding us back so we can run the race you have set before us with endurance. Lord Jesus, we fix our eyes on you, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. Fill us with the same joy and determination that enabled you to endure the cross. When we face opposition and challenges, remind us of your example so we won't grow weary and lose heart. We ask for your Holy Spirit to help empower us daily, strengthen our resolve when the path gets tough, surround us with the supportive inner circle, and inspire us through the stories of others who have overcome. May our lives reflect your glory and inspire others to run the race with perseverance. We ask all this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. As always, thank you for joining us on today's episode of Mornings with Stephen Jonesy Podcast. I hope today's message encourages you to run your race with perseverance, shedding what's holding you back and keeping your eyes fixed on Jesus. If you found value in this episode, please recommend it to a friend or a family member who would benefit from it. Also, if you've enjoyed the episode, please take a moment to follow us, leave a review, and share it on your social media channels. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. This goes a long way. Remember, you can connect with us again on Instagram at Mornings with Stephen Jonesy. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Be encouraged today, friends, and remember that the journey is easier when we walk it together. Go out today empowered and inspired. Until next time, stay blessed and know that God loves you. You too.